So that's why I'm saying that context is important. If you are pulling that video into your average Tuesday, like, it doesn't actually make sense. So you need to remind yourself that whatever you're seeing, you can use it as inspiration, but it's not the black and white, the right or wrong. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. We have a juicy one today. I mean, I say that and I'm like, every week is hopefully fucking juicy. Jelly, I wish you guys could see this. Butter is like the most pathetic dog. Like, he literally gets scared of everything. If I put my phone down too close to him, he jumps off the bed or something. And the door is open. Like, it's open enough for them both to fit through. And Jelly is showing Butter. I'm not joking. Jelly just walked out to try and show Butter, see, you can fit through. And Butter is standing there. I can see his little face. And he's scared to, like, push himself through the door. He needs the door to be wide open to come in. So let's try that one again. All right. They're both in here. Everyone's happy. We have a juicy episode today. One of you guys sent in this question to my DMs. And I just want to say, I love when you guys drop these questions in. When you need me to, like, further elaborate on something, for example, from an Instagram story, it is so helpful for me. Because as some of you might have heard from, like, the previous, it was last week's episode, yes, which was more business orientated, but I gave you guys a bit of a life update in there. And if you just want to jump forward to, like, the life update pieces, Olivia's put the timestamps in so you can just jump to that section, because I know not all of you want to listen to business things. Because as I was saying in that podcast, things are quite, I hate the word busy, they're a bit hectic. There's just, like, a lot on. There is a shitload of tabs open up in my brain right now between everything. So it's actually really helpful for me when you guys send through these suggestions on podcast episodes, or what's even better is when I've given you a nugget and you're like, ooh, here are my questions, would love you to elaborate, because it's so easy for me to just, like, have your screenshot, get on here, do a riff, and I've recorded a podcast for the week, rather than needing to, like, think of everything and, like, go through notes and be like, okay, what else can I add? That obviously adds, like, another hour of planning to the podcast episodes. And you guys know I sit here and I can talk to you for a whole hour by myself. Anyway, so today's episode is, I just thought it was really perfect that this one came up today. And actually, it was written a little bit ago early this year, but Olivia put it in my calendar. She was like, record this one today. And I was like, this is fucking perfect. And this is perfect because it's all about, and I'm going to read her message in a second, but it's really all about normalizing the seasons of relationships. And I love that I'm talking to you guys this week about this, because we're in a season right now. And when I say season, I don't mean like 6 months. I mean a few weeks where we are sprinting a little bit. We are trying to get things done. We're actually really trying to get ahead. I am trying to get ahead, which is then pushing him to trying to get ahead. And there's just a lot happening. So we're in a little bit of a sprint right now, which means that it's like, I don't want to get all cuddly all the time. It's not that I'm in my masculine. It's that I am focused, and I am focused on the pleasure that I am receiving at the end of this. And that just means that, like, we're both not in that frame of mind of, like, I want to be all over you 24 hours of the day. We want that. Like, I still want to be all over him, but it's this feeling of, like, I want to actually pin that right now. Like, if I was to do that, I would actually get more stressed, because I want to get this stuff done, and, like, ignoring the stuff that needs to get done and just having sex for 3 hours today would actually stress me out more. And I wouldn't even be able to have sex because I'd be so focused on my fucking to-do list and things I have to get done. And like I said, it's actually not that I'm running behind or chasing my tail. It's actually that I'm trying to get ahead with work because I'm taking 6 weeks off. Six fucking weeks. Like, oh my God, I'm taking 6 weeks off for our wedding. And when I say off, I don't mean my usual off. If you've been here for a while, my usual, like, oh, I'm taking time off, actually means that I'm just not taking client calls. This taking time off is like, I'm not talking to my team. I'm not logging into emails. I'm not logging into Slack. I'm not being on Instagram. Like, I actually truthfully have never taken proper time off where I am not working. There's always something that I'm doing. And this time I'm like, no, I am doing fuck all. I am doing literally nothing but reading and laying by the pool and sleeping and doing Pilates and, like, walking around the little villages. That is all I am fucking, and going to the spa and going to the spa. That is all I'm doing, because when else in my life am I going to be getting married? Never. Like, this is my soulmate. We are going to be together forever. Like, I absolutely know that. And I don't think anyone, hopefully no one, goes into a marriage being like, oh, there's the potential of divorce. I think if you think that, you probably shouldn't be getting married. Anyway, so I just really want to soak this up, especially because I feel like I am getting a holiday, like a real restorative period of my time before we go into probably just like the busiest, not even the busiest, but just like the, actually just the biggest. It's going to be the biggest like quantum leap with my book coming out, going into parenthood, like just all the fucking things. Anyway, okay. Oh, I'm so excited. So my point is, let's talk about this message that I got sent. How do you know if a relationship is actually not meant for you, or if you're comparing your relationship to everything else you're seeing online, and as a result, you think your relationship is not enough? Fucking love this. This is why I'm obsessed with telling you guys, add fucking context. It is Instagram. Add context, like blah, blah, blah. I feel like I'm a broken fucking record with this because I really, really worry about future generations seeing all this stuff online, and we get into this loop of perfectionism because of comparison. We are constantly comparing ourselves to somebody else, either consciously or unconsciously. A lot of it is so unconscious, people don't actually know that what they're thinking, like their negative thoughts, are actually a result of comparing. I had a one-on-one client the other day, and she was asking me about aging and like my thoughts on aging. And I was like, what do you mean? And we were talking about Botox, and she was just basically, she had this massive fear around aging. Long story short, it wasn't fucking hers. It was everybody else's. It was everything that she sees online. It was the programming given to her by not just actual people, but by like the system that you are absorbing when you are watching all this stuff on like TV and social media and TikTok and la la la. It wasn't even hers. And I want to quickly just say this note, because I know some of you are going to be thinking about it. Like, okay, what are your thoughts of like Botox and aging and whatnot? I've probably mentioned this somewhere in an episode before, or like, I think I did it on an Instagram post actually, but here are my thoughts in an absolute fucking nutshell, because I really want to answer this question. For those of you that want to spice up your love life, if you have not listened or watched, you could listen or you could watch it to my free masterclass on how to have him lead you. You are missing out and you want to grab that right now. This masterclass is basically guiding you on how to step out of that mothering and fully embrace being his lover. It's 1 hour with me, and it's really going to help you to figure out why he's not leading. And then what you could do to support him in stepping into his masculine leadership and claiming you and being that protector that you're really craving him to be. So you can register at the link below in the podcast notes. And this is for you if you are dating or in a relationship and you're wanting to feel wanted by him. You do not want to be nagging him anymore. You want to feel protected and provided for. You want to feel that soul nourishing juiciness that comes from a man that is just claiming you, leading you, and having all of that masculine energy. Like if you want to be told, I'm picking you up at 8 p.m. or this is what we're doing, or like get into bed right now, I need to ravish you or take your clothes off. This masterclass is absolutely what you need. And what I'm going to break down for you guys in the masterclass is the difference between men and women and the differences that we need to pay attention to. I'm also going to walk you through the four possible causes as to why he's not leading you. And then of course, what you need to do. I'm going to go through the difference between the lover and the mother archetypes. I'm going to walk you through what the feminine actually wants and how to get her needs met, your needs met, if you're a woman listening to this, and then the three steps to get him to lead you for good. So if you want the masterclass, click the link below and you can register for free. Let me know your thoughts on it. I've been really, really enjoying doing these masterclasses for you guys. It's a little bit of like a different way to deliver some of this juicy content and having that visual aspect as well. And like a vibey backdrop. You guys know I'm like a sucker for a vibe. So yeah, link is below and let's jump back into the episode. I'm keeping this really, really succinct. If we never saw women that were 50 looking like they were 30, we would never think we looked old at the age of 50. We would never think, oh, I have too many wrinkles or I need to get Botox. And the reason why I'm aware of this is because of you guys and because of me. I caught myself when maybe I was like 25 looking in the mirror and I literally was analyzing wrinkles that aren't there, like little lines on my forehead. And I realized, oh my, I caught myself as soon as I did it. The only reason I'm 20 fucking five, there isn't like, oh, I'm not 25. At the point now, I was 25. I didn't have a line on my head. And if you do it 25, like, I don't, like, it's not a big deal. My point is I never would have even gone, oh no, there's a line on my head, like thinking there was something wrong, if I wasn't seeing people the age of 40 look like they were 30. Now, I also want to say my acupuncturist, she is like the bee's fucking knees in terms of like her physical beauty. She looks so much younger than she is. She doesn't do any of that stuff. She literally is just like living a healthy life, reduces her stress as much as possible, and does facial acupuncture. Now, I do facial acupuncture not as often as I would like, but I'm going to ramp it up before the wedding. And I do it not because I have like lines and wrinkles I need to get like rid of, because I actually love every single line and every single like, you know, mark that is coming up on my face as I'm getting older. I honestly love it because I have really realized after my ski accident, which was a long time ago, but now I have this big scar down my leg, and I have realized that every single mark and every single line on our body tells a story. And it's like, it's literally like our soul is like we are sharing the story of our soul through our physical body. Like we are literally giving a physical representation of our human experience. Like this makes me emotional. I don't know why. And we are wanting to get rid of that. We're wanting to like, we think there's something wrong with that or like shameful about it. And my point is that we keep as women doing this to other women. Every time somebody goes to get their forehead Botoxed, you're now making another woman compare herself to you and think she has to go get Botox because now she looks older than every other 30-year-old or 40-year-old. She looks like she's 60 when she's 40 and she doesn't even fucking look 60. She actually looks 40. But compared to all of her friends that have gotten Botox, she looks like an old hag that's miserable. And she's not an old hag that's miserable. It's because every other woman is exacerbating this issue. And it's so funny then when women shit on the beauty industry and all the pressure put on themselves. I'm like, look around. We are putting the pressure on ourselves. The majority of men, and a good man at the very least, he prefers a natural woman. And I'll give you an example. My fiance literally loves it when I wear no jewelry, no rings, no earrings, only my engagement ring, lol, no earrings, no makeup. I look as natural as possible because he's like, there's nothing covering you. Like I am fully seeing you. And it's like, I never would want my man to get rid of something because I love him. Like I want to see him. I love him for him, if that makes sense. Anyway, my point is that we women do it to ourselves because we continue to pay the beauty industry for all of these procedures and everything to make us look younger rather than actually accepting how we look and how that is beautiful. And it tells a story. And I am not lying to you. When I'm putting my mascara on and I start to see little tiny crow's feet coming around my eyes, and I don't know why I get happy. It's this like, I'll tell you what it is. It's this feeling of like wisdom. And I value wisdom so much that it's like, I'm showing that I'm aging, and that's a good thing because the older you get, the more wisdom you have. And maybe that's just me. But anyway, so be aware of that, that every time you go to get Botox, you're one telling yourself that aging, you're unconsciously telling yourself that aging isn't like okay, or like it's something that you have to hide or change. And then number two, you're telling that to everybody else, and you're telling it to your daughter as well. Like I want to look like I've always said to myself, when we have children, I will not cut, like I will not, for example, shave my downtown area because I never want my daughter to think that when she's going through puberty that there's something wrong with her. And you guys all know listening to this episode, my podcast, you know how much we pick up from our parents. You know the effect that it had on you when you saw your mom criticizing herself in the mirror, when you saw your mom or heard your mom shaming herself. You've taken that on board and you do it to yourself. So I am not going to continue to like play this game of shitting on the beauty industry, but then engaging in the beauty industry. Like I will look after myself. I'll paint my nails. I wear makeup. I love some good skincare, but I know where the line is. And that line for me is where I think that I like have to change a part of myself rather than accepting me, but just looking after me. Like as we're preparing for the wedding, of course I am, you know, like doing more facial acupuncture and paying for that, but I'm not like doing any Botox or anything because I want to look like me. Also, I hate needles, but I want to look like me. And even with my makeup and stuff for my wedding day, like everyone's entitled to their own like look for their wedding day. But my biggest thing, and I actually said this to my makeup artist, and we were in New York just before, because she was doing a look for the camera. And I was like, oh my God, never put me in this for our wedding day, which she wouldn't, because it was too contrasty. And I'm like, I don't look like me. Like I will look like me for the rest of my life, because I love me. I accept me, and I accept my aging. I accept that as I get older, I'm going to look older. And since when is that a bad thing? Realize that. Why is it why do we think it's a bad thing? And the more that we continue to go cha-ching to the Botox, we keep thinking, we are telling ourselves and we are telling each other that like wrinkles are the abnormal thing. So anyway, I'll give you a really basic example we all know. Because of filters, we all now think everyone has perfect skin. And so we think when we can see our pores, we have something to fix, rather than actually realizing everybody has pores and everybody can see pores. And like everybody has, you know, people have like a uneven skin tone, for example. Why do we have to change that? So because we have been so programmed now, it's only been even been a few years of filters, we now criticize our skin for the way that it is because we are so used to filters. We think people look so different in person because we are so used to filters. Isn't that insane? And it's like all of the plastic surgery and everything is a permanent filter. It is. We're all going to end up looking the fucking same in like 50 years time, and it's going to be weird. Anyway, that was my like 2 cents on it, my thoughts about it. And I love the idea of aging and sharing my story on my body. I personally think that is such a gift that we get to experience. Like, we have lived enough that we can show it. Like, that makes me want to actually fucking cry. I'm going to fucking cry. Like, you are 60 talking to your children. Look at me. Talking to your children or whoever it is. And you have lived to 60. And you have had beautiful, why am I crying? And you have had these beautiful experiences in your life, and your body shows it. Like, I really had to go through this journey of accepting my scar, for example, down my leg. If you've seen it, it's absolutely massive. And now I don't even see it anymore. And I usually am now like putting it out. Like, I love my scar. And the reason why I used to hide it, I used to hate it for months. Now I love it. And the reason why I love my scar is because that ski accident, like, and everything that happened as a result of that and the journey I went through after that, it literally changed my life in the best way. Like, it absolutely changed me. And so why would I want to hide that? I am so proud. I'm not necessarily proud of the experience, but like, that experience is me. So why would I want to hide a part of me? Now, I will say, sometimes I don't want to necessarily like flaunt it. Like, I'm probably not going to flaunt it, you know, if I had a choice. But I am absolutely not ashamed of it. And when it comes to actually like photo shoots for work, I do love putting it out because I'm like, this is part of me. This is part of my story. So let me show it. I just want to preface you guys. This episode is meant to be a nugget episode. So like 10 minutes long, it's obviously not going to be a nugget episode. Story of my life. Okay. So back to the actual question around, now that the tears have dried up, back to the question that I got sent around comparing ourselves to other people in regards to relationships. So, and just because we've all probably forgotten the question, let me just summarize it again. So basically she was saying, you know, she was wondering about all these romantic relationships and seeing stuff online, and then her assuming that, you know, things should be different in her relationship and that her current relationship isn't enough. And is it because it's actually not enough? Or is it because of everything that she's seeing online and we're comparing ourselves to what's online and what's fake online, and then we think we're unsatisfied in the relationship? So it's been on my list for a while to do this. So I'm going to give you like a really quick piece of what a longer episode will be, is that we were actually talking about this in a team meeting a while ago, and the idea of how on social media these days we see so many like reels and whatever of like, this is how your man should be. This is, you know, and like all this like personal development, self-help, about relationships that makes us feel like we're not in the right relationship, or that because our man doesn't like read personal development work and like go to men's retreats, that he's basically not enough for us and we deserve better. And this is this whole thing that we need to be really aware of that I kind of talked about in the Dark Side of Personal Development episode, where when you do all this work on yourself, you can't think that other people that haven't done all this quote unquote work on themselves are less than or like not enough for you, because that's not actually true. You know, when I met my fiance, he hadn't done any work on himself, and like he doesn't go to any fucking like men's retreats or whatnot. And like if I try to send him anything on Instagram, he literally ignores it. He does not pay attention to anything I send him. Besides like funny stuff, but I still have to text him to be like, look at the Instagram I sent you 5 days ago. So he just completely ignores it. And it's of course interesting, right? Because he's never on social media. He doesn't like scroll Instagram or anything like that. And so as a result, he doesn't ever think that our relationship should be any different, because he's not seeing anything different online. I'm obviously seeing different things online. And yeah, sometimes I'm like, oh, that's actually a really good idea. But if you're forcing something in your relationship, I'm telling you right now, that's going to make your relationship worse, right? We have to remember that Instagram Reels are fake and they're curated, and the content can be really powerful, but the content doesn't add, like the content doesn't have context where it could necessarily then easily weave into your life. You're responsible for adding the context and making it yourself. So you might see a really great Instagram post with like, oh, this is a really great suggestion of something that like we could do in our relationship. Cool. You need to make it actually work in your relationship. And I've been meaning to do this for a while, but I haven't found a good enough one, where I wish you guys could sometimes hear the audio behind Reels. And the reason why I say this is because the audio behind Reels, it shows you like the reel is like curated. Now, does my man do everything that I post on online? Yes, because I am super like, in integrity about that stuff. Very, very authentic. I would never post anything that we don't actually do or that my man doesn't actually do. That's why I love my podcast, because I can like give you guys the actual tea that I can't give on Instagram. But when you've got a reel of us walking down the hallway, someone's filmed it, and I'm not walking down the hallway with a fucking bunch of flowers in my hand, just doing nothing with no handbag. Like that has been a curated thing. But what's funnier is if you listen to the audio the whole time, my fiance was like, are we done yet? Are we done yet? Like, this is fucking stupid. I hate this. Like, I'm over this. And it literally shows, like, you think that this is real? This is fake. Does he absolutely treat me like a queen? Yes. Which is why that long form content or the caption is super important. But when you are looking at reels that are just videos and pictures, and they're like, the two of them are like dancing with their wine glasses or in the rain, or like, you know, they're on holiday and just cuddling, and you think, oh my God, they've been having sex for 15 hours a day the whole entire week. They're not. And you know what? Even if they are, that's okay. It doesn't mean that you have to have sex for 15 hours a week, because you don't know what they are doing, as in like what holiday they're on that's warranting the sex. I, for one, hope that me and my fiance are having sex for 15 hours a day on our honeymoon, because we don't have anything else to do, but we're on our honeymoon. So that's why I'm saying the context is important. If you are pulling that video into your average Tuesday, like it doesn't actually make sense. So you need to remind yourself that whatever you're seeing, you can use it as inspiration, but it's not the black and white, the right or wrong. So most of the time, if you're thinking that your relationship isn't enough, I can almost guarantee you. And is my relationship enough? And if you really think, if you really like close your eyes and pay attention to your thoughts, you might actually be like, is my relationship enough? And have other images pop up, or have what you think you need in order for it to be enough. Okay. When you think of what you need in order for it to be enough, where did you get that idea from? Like, I actually want you to close your eyes right now. Think about something that you like need more of in your relationship. Where did you get that idea from? Is it coming from like when you think about that, where did I get this idea from? If I was to think of like, oh, what do I want in my relationship? I literally can visualize it coming out of a phone. I'm not joking. Coming out of a phone, or I can feel it in my heart. And the heart is like, it's a desire. So if you feel like the desire of you really wanting more intimacy, okay, get specific with that, because intimacy doesn't just mean sex. Is that coming from your heart or is it coming from your head? Is it coming from outside of you? Maybe you're literally thinking about the reel that you saw 3 weeks ago on Instagram. Then I can tell you right then and there, there isn't necessarily not enough in your relationship. It's not that he's not good enough for you or she's not good enough for you. It's that you are unconsciously comparing yourself to something that isn't fucking real. So let me give you like a real depiction of a relationship. There 100% needs to be respect. There needs to be unconditional love. There needs to be healthy communication. Like all those things you guys know from all my podcast episodes. And if you haven't listened to a million of them, then go to the podcast directory and you can jump to the ones you need. But let's go through. When you're in a really busy season of life, whether it's because of work, whether it's because of family shit, whether it's because you guys are new parents, you don't need to be having sex all throughout the week. In fact, you might go through weeks where you don't even have sex. We go through weeks where we don't even have sex. Do I love it? No. Like I want sex all the fucking time. But do I also remind myself that like my brain is focused right now and it's okay that we're not having sex for a week because it's called a fucking season and next week we'll have it like five times in the week and it will kind of like equal each other out? Yes. Do I remind myself or do I tune into my body and feel super loved by him and chosen by him and wanted by him, even though we haven't had sex for a week? Yes. Great. Okay. Like things are good then. We have to remember as human beings, especially like modern human beings in today's day and age, that our brains are often being pulled in multiple directions. And so sometimes we need to give each other grace because that grace also creates the spaciousness for the sex to be happening or for the more stuff that you want to be happening. But I'll give you another example. A lot of people will look at Instagram and be like, oh my God, we never go out on any like fancy dates, blah, blah, blah. I don't really like fancy dates. I really don't. In the beginning of dating, yes, like wine and dine me, minus the wine, dine me. But now I'm like, my idea of like quality us time is going for a walk, is, you know, just going like having no plan and just going and doing something, like it being spontaneous. Him coming out and like looking at my garden, I'm like, yes, this is like cute quality us time. Like it feels like a date. Him coming out and looking at my garden. What else? Just like cooking dinner at home and spending time together watching a really good movie or playing a card game or like exploring a new city and getting gelato. Like that is my idea of really good us time. I don't need a fancy date. And I especially don't want a fancy date when we are tired or busy or we wish that we were somewhere else. Now, obviously, you guys, I have the added layer of my fiance and I work together now. And so as a result of that, I'm like, if we can make it work, if we can still be obsessed with each other and unconditionally love each other and kind of like switch between those modes, then you guys can as well, right? So if we can still manage to like navigate those ups and downs and just like, when I say ups and downs, it's like one day you're all over each other. The next day you're like, don't fucking talk to me. That's called being in a relationship. I mean, you are with this person for a lot of hours in the day. A lot of us are now working from home. And so they're right in the next room. So you're seeing them all the time. And if you are doing that, if you are seeing them all the time, then it is really imperative that you are carving out that you time to connect back to you, to kind of miss him so that when you're with him again, things are hot and heavy. I feel like I'm going on a tangent that's like not answering this question. What I did want to come back and also say is that if you feel like the whole like, oh, is my relationship enough? It feels like you guys have kind of gotten in a bit of a lull and things are a bit like you're being a bit lazy and you're not kind of chasing each other or putting effort into each other or like the sex isn't really happening and you're just like waiting for him to initiate. You got to remember that conversations are really, really important and not we need to make our relationship the same as what I see on Instagram or the same as this. Not that at all, but really tuning into what you're desiring in the relationship and starting to communicate that, because the less you communicate about something, the harder that thing becomes to communicate and the more taboo it becomes in the relationship. The more that you talk about it, the more nonchalant, easy, whatever the whole topic becomes. So for example, if you guys never talk about sex, you now feel 10 times like more awkward about asking for sex or about talking about your sex life or whatever it is because you never talk about it. If you always talk about sex and you make it a chill, easy conversation, now there's no sweaty armpits when you're like, babe, we haven't had sex in 2 weeks and like my pussy is needing your dick right now. Now that becomes an easy thing to say, right? And on the topic of sex as well, sometimes if you're not sometimes, nearly all the time, actually, if you're like, I don't want sex, or I have a low libido, or like, I'm just not like feeling turned on by you anymore, it's because you aren't creating situations that are going to turn you on, that are going to make you want sex. Like, we have to put effort into sex. When you're in the beginning of dating somebody, you don't have to put any effort in, because that newness, that unknown, that mystery, that getting to know each other, there is so much curiosity that boosts your libido and makes you want to have sex all the time. Obviously, as things go forward, you have to put a little bit of effort in to get that big reward back of having juicy, delicious sex all the time. And that effort comes in many ways, but one of them that women often don't realize is, this is also men too, by the way, when you don't have a lot of sex, you don't want sex. When you start having sex again, now you want sex. Because it's kind of like when you put a book down and you don't want to open the book. Like, you put a book down for like 3 days and now you're not bothered to open it because you kind of like forgotten where you were up to. And it's like, you're not like hanging off the edge of your seat. But you know, when you like put a book down and then it's like you are like desperate for it the next day and then you open it up again. But after you don't open it for 3 days, you're kind of like not thinking about it. The same rule applies with sex. The thing that boosts your libido is literally having orgasms. That is a great, and amongst other things, but that is a great thing to boost your libido. The thing that makes you want to have more sex is having more sex, because we then, our pleasure sentence in our brain are like, oh my God, this is what it fucking feels like. Yes, I want more of this. Like, this is why I used to love sex. It's not that you don't like sex anymore. It's not that you aren't attracted to each other anymore. And it's not, oh, life is too busy. It's you are not prioritizing the importance of intimacy, of pleasure, of desire, and of sex. And part of the thing that you need to also prioritize in like a longer term relationship is you feeling sexy for yourself, so that you exude that sex appeal to him and you putting effort in. So I still, to this day, and I will probably do this forever, I hope, is I will like purposely do flirty things to make him want me. Like, if he, for example, is looking, so we have one of those things in our house where it's like, it's a big open staircase. And from the from the ground floor, if you look up, there's like a big banister, right? And you can see me on the banister, if that makes sense. I'm probably doing the worst job at describing this. Hopefully we're all following. So if you're wearing a dress, you can see up the person's dress essentially, because they're up there and you're down there. And so I often don't wear underwear. Love spring and summer for the fact that like underwear is not compulsory. Like, jeans need underwear. Dresses do not. And so when he's looking up sometimes, he'll like give me that look, right? And I'll just like pull my dress up even more, or just like spread my legs even more. And it's those little moments where I have the choice to be like, oh my God, focus, like shut up, we need to talk about this. Or I have the moment to lean into it and be flirty and be playful, like you would be after you dated the guy for like 3 months, if you felt comfortable to do that. And so it's other things like, you know, are you just getting into bed with like granny undies and you haven't washed your hair for 3 weeks and like your pit smell? Like, don't do that, because that's not going to also make him want you. You don't want you because you're like, ew, don't touch me, I feel gross, like I'm dirty. But when you feel sexy, we all know this feeling, when you feel sexy, you're like, get on me, I want sex. Your libido increases. So also remembering that you will feel like things are enough, quote unquote, in the relationship when you're also feeling enough and when you're showing up as your higher self and putting the effort in into the relationship. And like, don't feel this pressure, ladies and gentlemen, of taking shit online and feeling like you have to apply this to your relationship in order for your relationship to get better. That is just outsourcing your power to the person on social media. You want to tune into your intuition, your desires, your needs, what you know would create your dream relationship, and make sure that the two of you are always growing to your dream relationship. But comparing isn't going to get you to your dreams, because now you're just putting the two of you into a box. You're taking the two of you out of your alignment and putting it into somebody else's, well, what you think is their alignment through what you're seeing. Focus on building a relationship that would make you happy. And when I say you, I mean your heart, I mean your soul. Take out, like, make sure that when you're like, oh, we should do this, or I really want this, tune in. Is it you or is it Instagram? Because for me, for example, if I'm wanting more, like let's say I'm wanting more intimacy, I'm not I don't know, doing something, thinking something extravagant from Instagram, I'm like, babe, do you want to go for a walk with me around the block? Just like us two, no phone, I'll take the dogs. And that's all it is. That's as simple as it needs to be, because I'm tuning into like what would make me feel a sense of closeness right now. And the truth is that does not come from fucking extravagant things. We all know that this, as soon as you romanticize those little moments, that is what makes life so peaceful and enjoyable. Now, obviously, I mean, everyone's different. So it's like, how do you know if you're in an, if you're unsatisfied in your relationship? Are your needs getting met or not? And your needs, not Instagram's needs, not what you think your needs are your needs getting met? Do you feel respected? Do you feel unconditionally loved? Do you feel chosen? Do you feel wanted? Now, if you're like, no, I don't feel any of those things, that doesn't mean you just need to go dump him right after listening to this episode or dump her. That means let's start having a conversation about it, right? Let's talk about, are your needs getting met and are his needs getting met? Start to actually check in with each other. Like, that's a good thing to do. Maybe you've seen that tip on Instagram somewhere. Check in with each other. So making sure that the stuff that you're actually taking from outside as like, oh, this would be really helpful. Is it reasonable, or is it just adding more onto your relationship's plate? Is it just trying to change the way that the two of you are functioning? There is a difference between, oh, that's a really good tip, actually. This is going to make things better. Like, this is going to open up conversations. This is going to, you know, make sure that I'm doing my best in the relationship too. Or is it, oh, this tip is just going to mean that like he's got to work harder. Like, I mean, I'm not saying we don't want him to work harder, but I'm saying like, you don't want to tip. You don't want to like try and implement something that feels fake to the two of you, essentially. And you know that feeling when something feels fake. So that's essentially what I'm saying is don't do that. Wow. Okay. How long was this episode? 37 minutes. Yep. Love that. This was literally going to be a 10 minute episode, 37 minutes, but I hope that it was juicy for you guys. And I do hope that it was helpful. I also recorded an episode a little bit ago of like the real something or rather. I can't remember the title of it, but it was something about like real relationships and what they actually look like. So I would go and listen to that as well, because that would be really helpful to this question. But it is super important that you're aware of your needs. So many people are not actually aware of their needs in a relationship. And so as a result of not being aware of your needs in a relationship, you don't even know whether they're getting met. You don't know if they're getting met, and you don't know how to get them met, and you probably don't know how to communicate them either. Now, if you want more of all this conversation, I would start with the How to Have Him Lead You masterclass. We'll put the link below. It's completely free. That is going to help you to, one, understand what he needs, but two, also to figure out potentially where you're fucking the relationship up from being able to get him to lead you. And that will just be a good place to start of really like figuring out what your actual needs are. If you've already watched that, I would jump into either Be Loved on a Mother or actually The Embodiment of Dating. Even though it's dating, there's actually a lot in there for those of you that are in relationships that want to feel like you are still dating your man, because we want to feel like we are dating our partner even 20 years into the relationship. So if you do want to feel like you're actually dating, then you could also join the Embodiment of Dating Masterclass, which is only $397. There is a payment plan option for that too. So you've got a few options. I hope this was helpful, and I'll see you in the next episode.